So what exactly went wrong in Iowa? The state's Democratic Party issued a statement this morning trying to explain why the first in the nation presidential contest of 2020 ended last night without any public results. The party says a new smartphone app used to report precinct results recorded votes accurately, but only recorded out partial data. Democratic officials blamed it on a coding issue and said the plan is to announce who won the Iowa caucuses as soon as possible today. NPR's Miles Parks joins us now. And Miles, what more do we know about what went wrong last night?
So what went wrong really had to do with the results here. So the state party in Iowa unveiled this new smartphone app. This was supposed to decrease the amount of time. It's kind of hard to imagine now, but it was supposed to decrease the amount of time between people actually caucusing and the public getting the results. The precinct leaders at more than 1,600 precincts across Iowa were supposed to use this app on their smartphone, and it was supposed to transmit the results to the state. We heard about a number, dozens, over 100 problems with different officials trying to log into the app, having trouble downloading the app. So then once we got there, there was a backup system in place involving telephones that also had a problem. So all of this ended up just basically backing up the amount of time to the point where we still don't have any results at this point.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that phone system that was supposed to be one of the backups? Precinct captains have reported that they were on hold for hours trying to report their results. Why did the phone system fail?
Yeah, it's still a little bit unclear right now. Before the caucuses a few weeks ago, as I was reporting a story about this app specifically, that was one of my questions. Basically, what is the backup system and is it going to be good enough to where in a case where the app completely shuts down, will it be able to take that, you know, over 1,000 phone calls coming in basically at the same time? The answer we got last night was basically no. I talked to the state party around 6 p.m. Eastern time last night and asked, you know, how many people do you have working the phones for when this caucusing starts? I was really surprised to hear the state official wouldn't give an exact number, but said, you know, we've got somewhere around a dozen working the phones right now. And just doing the math there, 1,600 precincts, you know, a dozen or maybe a few more than that working the phones, you can see how this backup occurred pretty easily.
I want to go back to something that you just said. You, along with Iowa Public Radio, had reported on the use of this app a month ago. And as you said, people knew that there could be problems. When you all went to officials with the potential for problems, what exactly did they tell you?
It was clear that they thought we were kind of overreacting, that we were making a big thing out of something that they said was going to work beautifully and that was going to really make the caucus a more efficient and accessible exercise. We got no details on the kind of practice that caucus leaders were going to get on the app. We do know that from reporting and talking to caucus leaders, they did not have access to this app a month ago. This was just a couple weeks ago that they got their first look at it. And when you think about how complicated, you know, any elections are to run, that could be a pretty overwhelming experience if it's technology you've never used before or have only practiced with maybe once or twice.
The party says that this was not a hack of the system. How confident are people that eventually the reported results will actually be trustworthy?
I think people are really confident in that by the end of this process, that there will be a result that, you know, the party and the public can stand behind because there's paper. Everybody who went to caucus last night had to fill out a presidential preference card. And the party is kind of falling back on those preference cards to be able to say, we had some issues transmitting the results either by the phone or the app, but we can look at these cards and basically replay what happened in each one of those caucus rooms. The problem is that the Iowa Democratic Party has lost a lot of credibility in the last even, you know, say, year. Just a few months ago, there was talk about them trying to institute some sort of mobile phone or telephone caucusing option, which cybersecurity experts kind of universally panned. And then a few months later, they kind of institute this app, but without giving any transparency at all. So when the party comes out and it's going to inevitably say, whenever we get results, that this is the result and you can trust us, obviously, a lot of people in the public are going to, you know, have a few more follow-up questions.
And we're hearing also that there are plans to use this same system in the Nevada caucuses, which are scheduled for February 22nd. What questions will need to be answered in the next few days?
If anything like this, is going to be used in Nevada, I think you can expect there to be some really tough questions about, first of all, who wrote the software, who developed it. We still have not gotten a public answer from the state party about who wrote the code for this app that was used last night. This is a really important step, cybersecurity experts say, to being able to have confidence in any system. You want to know that the people who created it are people who have security kind of at the front of their mind. The other thing is we want to know what kind of security tests and what kind of pressure has this been put under. Have they had a big statewide test with a bunch of people trying to log in at the same time? And are they positive that something like this is not going to happen again?
That's NPR's Miles Parks. Miles, thank you very much for this update.
Thank you so much.